chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." That's a short little verse, but it's a powerful verse. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Another verse is also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Another version of that verse is, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen." Amen. How important it is. Don't fix your attention on the things that are seen, but rather on the unseen. You know, we interact with the world around us by five physical senses. You learn this in school. I don't know what grade, but you learn about the five senses at some point in your school career. And let's see, some of y'all help me with these. One of them is sight. Another one is touch. Give me a third one. Taste. A fourth one. Smell. My wife lost her sense of smell. This is before COVID. It just went away, and she doesn't know why. I'll come into the house, and she'll say, "Does the refrigerator smell bad? Does the trash smell bad?" Because she can't smell it. But I can. I can. Thank the Lord for that. So we've got sight, and we have taste, and we have touch, and we have hearing, and we have smell. By those five senses, physical senses, that's how we interact with the world and everything around us, through those God-given physical senses. But when you become a Christian, there's a whole new area of sensitivity that you become aware of. You become in tune with the things of God. And the more you are seeking the Lord and you turn your heart toward God and you're pursuing spiritual things, then you'll be able to sense things in the realm of the Spirit. Now, this isn't weird or mystical. This is reality. This is what happens when a person is truly born of the Spirit of God. We learn how to walk by faith. So faith becomes that sixth sense. It's the spiritual sense whereby we interact not only in the world, but in the supernatural world through the power of the Spirit of God in our life. So we don't look at the things that are seen, but instead at the things that are not seen. And we're able to see things in our lives that we could not see before. As you become a child of God, then you become in tune with things that you would never, ever have noticed before. Another verse in Corinthians, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned," or spiritually understood. There are things that we know because we are born again of the Spirit that we could not know otherwise. Amen. And that we can't see otherwise, except by the power of the Spirit of God that is at work in our lives. Many years ago, we were here in the church in a season that went on for some time, a season of seeking God. And a lot of folks were praying around the church here early in the morning, every day. And it was during that season of time that the Lord spoke to me and helped me to see some things that I wouldn't have been able to see otherwise. But I could just remember walking and praying at the back of this building, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That 6 to 7 o'clock hour, calling on the Lord, praying here around the church, and the Lord began to show me some things. And one of the things that he showed me was our church in revival. Our church filled with people. And the aisles were filled with so many people that you couldn't hardly get through the aisles. Now, I'm not saying I had a dream or a vision of this. Just in this time of seeking the Lord, there was this insight, this spiritual vision, insight that I believe came from the Lord to cause me to be able to see what God wants to do, what God intends to do, what his purpose is for us as a church. And we have witnessed that to some degree at some certain times over the years. But we've not seen the revelation of that, not in its fullness, the way that I believe that the Lord revealed it to me and showed me during that time. That I was not seeing with my physical eyes, but I was seeing by faith through the eyes of the Spirit of what God was promising and what God was saying, this is what I have in store for you. And so the Lord, I believe that he wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. He wants us to see beyond the physical. He wants us to have our spiritual senses keen and in tune and realizing that God has things that he wants to accomplish in us and for us in ways far beyond what we can naturally comprehend or understand. But by the power of the Spirit of God at work in our life, that we're able to see some wonderful and mighty things that God wants to do among his people. Amen. So what do we need? Well, we need our eyes healed. We need the Lord to touch our spiritual sight. Revelation chapter 3. I counsel thee. This was to a message to the church of Laodicea. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen. I do believe that that's exactly what we need as a people and as a church. Every one of us individually, families here in the church, we need our eyes to be anointed with this spiritual eye salve so that we would be able to see beyond the realm of the physical. If you live in the realm of sight and of the physical senses, then you're not going to be able to see above all the things that are going on. There's much more going on in our world right now than what you can see or than you can sense and understand through your natural senses. So we need spiritual eye salve so that we would be able to see and comprehend what God is wanting to do. You remember Saul on the road to Damascus? Saul that became Paul. The Bible says that he had that encounter with Jesus. The brightness of the noonday sun blinded him on the road to Damascus. So no doubt they had to lead him into the city. And there, once he's there, he spends 3 days blind, physically blind. But spiritually, there was something going on. He was seeing some things that he hadn't ever seen before. And he talks about his vision. And when he preached to King Agrippa, this is Acts 26. He said that I had this encounter on the road to Damascus, and the Lord said, "Rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness of both these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee." Not only what you've seen, but what I'm going to reveal to you. Is what he was telling him. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, on whom I will now send thee, to to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Praise God. So he had a blinding experience that blinded him from being able to see the natural. But during that season of days there, he saw some things that he couldn't see in the natural. He had a heavenly vision. He had an insight that came to him from the Lord and by the power of the Spirit of God to be able to see things that he would have never seen before. And as the people of God, I do believe that God wants to open our eyes and help us to see some things. Now, obviously, it starts at your conversion. When you get saved, it's an eye-opening experience when you get really born again. Paul talks about that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and that with an exceeding greatness of his power to us where we believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Praise God. That's what happens when you get really saved, really born again. Your eyes are opened. You see the world differently, and you see life from a completely new perspective when you're born again. Amen. It's the kind of perspective we need when the anointing, eye salve, is placed upon our eyes and we see the world differently. We see our life differently. We see our priorities are changed. We see everything differently once you come to this encounter with Jesus. Hallelujah. We used to sing the song, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart." That's what that song is talking about. Not just my physical eyes, but open the eyes of my heart so that I can see in the realm of the Spirit, so that I can walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. That's the call of God. We used to sing a song, Marsh and I and Jeannie used to sing the song that Terry Robinson wrote. It was called, "He Never Gave Up on Me." And part of that word, the words of that song say, "He saw what I could be when his Spirit touched me." Amen. You see, when God looks at you, or he looks at some sinner person in the world, I mean, even the person that's in the depths of sin, we see them in their filth. We see them and we pass judgment on them and we say they're wicked and they're awful and they're hopeless. But when Jesus sees them in their sin, he doesn't see what they are. He sees what they could be if they were touched by the grace of God. He sees what they could be if their life was transformed. So God, give us the same eyes that Jesus has when he sees the world and those that are bound in their sin, to see what they could be if they were touched by the Spirit of God. Amen. Touched by the Spirit of the living God. And do you know that all around us, there's no such thing as just average, ordinary people. All around us, there are people that are immortal. And by that just means that they're going to live for eternity. Everyone that you come in contact with, from the richest to the most, the person that has status and importance in life, to the lowest beggar, to the person that's impoverished, that's in addictions and bound in their sin, every one of them have an eternal soul. All of them are going to live on forever and ever. We have to see people in light of that. We have to see people like Jesus sees them. Yes, in their sin. And I know that God does not, he doesn't wink at their sin. He paid a terrible price for their sin, for them to be delivered from their sin. And every person that we come in contact with, everywhere, they're all headed to eternity, either eternity with Jesus in heaven, or lost and separated from God in the awful horrors of hell and judgment. Every person in this world, they are immortal. They are immortal. They're going to live on and on and on and on. And we need to be reminded of that and ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see people the way you see people. And not just judging them for their failures or their sinfulness. But Lord, help me to see them as a person that has a soul. And that that the grace of God can change their life and can give them hope and turn their life around. Lord, open our eyes so that we can see the world the way that you see them. Amen. Praise God. Help us to see beyond. You remember when John the Baptist was baptizing and Jesus came up to that crowd, and when John saw him, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." John didn't just see this rabbi, didn't just see this Jewish teacher. He saw that he was the Lamb of God. He saw him 3 years down the road when he was going to be crucified. He was going to shed his blood for men. John was a prophet, and he could see that this was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. That's the kind of spiritual vision and understanding that he had. Amen. May we see people for not what they are, but for what they're going to be or what they could be by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus saw the multitudes, the Bible says he was moved with compassion. He saw them because he knew that they were lost, that they needed a Savior. They needed to turn from their sin. And there was no hope for them outside of the saving knowledge, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He saw them and had compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. He saw the multitudes. They weren't just a crowd of people. He saw them in their lost condition. And he recognized that there was potential and there was hope for them. If our eyes could just be opened. Amen. Folks, we walk by sight too much. We need to be able to walk by faith and to see beyond the natural, to see beyond what's going on around us in our world and see through the eyes of the Spirit what God wants to do and how he can work supernaturally in so many things. And one of the reasons why that we called everyone to pray and to fast is because when you do that, then you shut out a lot of the things of the world, all those five senses. You shut out a lot of that, so that your spiritual senses can become more in tune, more keen, more aware. When you're praying and you're fasting, that's what happens. You become more sensitive to the things of God, to the voice of God, to God, to what God is doing and what he wants to do whenever you're seeking the Lord. And you learn how to walk by faith, by that sixth spiritual sense, so that you're not just bound by the physical senses. Amen. Now, we walk into a service today and we've got on our mind, you know, fearful things going on out in our community, and all of that has an impact upon our lives, upon our even the way we worship, even the way we receive from the Lord in a church service. It's hard to turn it off, isn't it? It's hard to shut down all those things, but it is possible. It is possible as a spiritual person, as a person that's in tune with the voice of the Lord, to hear His voice and to know that God is speaking even now, and we can seek the Lord and we can hear His voice and we can see that He has a plan and a purpose, and we can fall in line with whatever that purpose and that plan might be. Praise God. We're doing this Saturday outreach. Anytime you go out into the community and you talk to people, there is everywhere desperation. Everywhere. Everywhere you look. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to go very far. But there's just this overwhelming desperation and hopelessness all around us in our community. But we need to be able to see what God could do and can do in the lives of these people and transform some families and bring them into the kingdom of God and get their eyes open to the things of the Spirit of God so that they can walk in the Spirit and walk in the will of God and walk by faith and not by sight. If you allow yourself, all that's going on in our world right now, it'll just worry you to death. Amen. If you're spending all your time worrying about the election that's coming up, you're going to spend all your time fretting and worrying over what's going to happen, and instead of the understanding that God has a plan and a purpose, and He can work in and through the ministry of the body of Christ, and what's going on out there in the world is not going to have that much of an impact on it. I'm not saying you shouldn't be involved, and I do believe you should, and you should pray, and you certainly should vote. All those things are important. But just remember that the real hope of the world is the message of the gospel. It's the ministry of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need our eyes open to that. We need to see beyond these things that are going on around us right now and understand that God has some things He wants to reveal to His people. Amen. Lord, open our eyes. Put eye salve upon our eyes so that we can be a people that walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We live above the world and above all the discouragements and all the things of the sort. We live above that, and we can have joy, and the joy of the Lord is not the same as happiness, is it? Amen. We've talked about that. It's not the same. Happiness is dependent upon happenings, what's going on around you. But joy has a source that's out of this world, whereby you can enjoy the things of God, the presence of God, and the hope that we have in Jesus. Amen. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Because we can see beyond. And that means whenever we see that person out there in the world, we don't see them as just a statistic. Amen. They've asked me to come to the city council and talk to them about the homeless population in the community. Pray for me tomorrow night. Got to talk to them about the homeless. And to a lot of people, it's just a statistic. It's just people that are out there, and we want to get the transient population off the streets. And a lot of people are worried about all these people that are walking around everywhere. But a spiritual person sees beyond that. We see these people in their desperation. We see these people in their hopelessness, and that they need Jesus. And our eyes need to be open to see that their needs are not just these temporary needs. They have an eternal soul, and the impact that we can have upon them goes beyond just putting clothes on their back or food. And I understand it's a worthwhile thing that we're trying to do to reach out to people. But ultimately, our desire is not to give them a sandwich. Our desire is to see their life changed, to see them come to know the Lord. Lord, give us eyes to see beyond the physical and the messes that people's lives are in, and to see the potential for them that they could be a saint of God. Amen. They could be transformed and become a godly person who comes to know the Lord. Amen. And let me tell you, God loves to pick them up out of the gutter. Amen. And change their life, transform their life, and give them hope. That's what can happen when our eyes are opened. When we have faith and we're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as the people of God, as the church, oh, the responsibility we have to get our eyes open and to see the world for what they are and the needs that they have, and then ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be that person, that vessel that is reaching out to them. I don't want to just hand them a dollar. I don't want to just give them a sandwich. Lord, help me to touch them in a deep way, and somehow that their lives can be touched and transformed by the power of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you can speak to us and deal with us to see beyond the natural, to see beyond the physical world, and Lord, to see people as you see them, Lord, in their lost condition, in their desperate need. And Lord, I just pray that you would stir our hearts here in this church service tonight. And Lord, open our eyes and help us to see beyond just the physical realm and to see people in their need, to see them, Lord, as eternal beings that are going to live forever and ever and ever. And Lord, and the responsibility we have to give to them the message of hope, to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, raise up, I pray, Lord, a great number of people right here in this group, this body, Lord, with a burden to see people for what you can make them, for what you can do in their lives by the power of your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together.